feels all right. I know on them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique, how was your weekend?
It was good. How you doing, Tom, Stevie, Steve, and Jay?
What up, Dominique?
We doing good. Whenever the Lakers win, we doing all right on this side of the world.
All right, good, huh?
I mean, we doing pretty good. Look a little scary for a minute, but then, you know, they pulled it on through. Say, okay, we can't lose another game.
What you mean it looked scary when that stalker came out on the floor?
Yeah, when that stalker came out there, I said, they done sent somebody to get Kobe. This foolishness right here. How you going to send somebody out on the court to take the man down? But security, they were in action.
They say that this lady who drifted out on the court in the middle of the game is a known stalker, and they won't sell her a ticket. They couldn't figure out how she got there.
She's a Kenyan
man, a drunk
Kenyan Martin stalker.
Oh, she is?
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, that's how you know something wrong with it. He don't even play for them no more.
This is not Kobe's side piece from back
sure
in the day.
Kobe, you know more Mexican, Tom. Yeah, Kobe, not so much sisterly. You know, it just is what it is. It was a little more Mexican. But Tom, I need you to really root for Oklahoma City in this second round. I need you to put your all in all in Oklahoma City.
I'm not a jinx.
Everything laid on the line for them,
put your skills to work.
You done went to the rodeo and it's all been fine and good. That's over. Now you need to root for their basketball team.
Okay.
The whole time you need to say, OKC, lay it on the line. That's all I'm asking you for, Tom. Because we're going to need help with them. I see why Ron Artest hit James Harden. You got to slow the ballerina down a little bit. He get to flying through the air on our test. Say, I'm too old for this foolishness. What? Go to the locker room, young man. And I'm going to just sit 7 games and get some rest and see what I can do with you in round 2.
But you need Tom to do his work, huh?
I need everybody. Tom, get on it, Tom. Speak it today. You got to speak these things as if they are, Tom.
Into existence.
I mean, you have to see him. And as of today, Tom is an Oklahoma City fan.
I understand. You went to see Think Like a Man starring J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, when Jay came down them stairs, that was the best. I mean, I clapped in the movie. The people was looking at me. I was like, that's it. There goes Jay the Deacon, him and Jennifer Lewis. I ain't mean to stretch a T-shirt. I said, ain't nothing wrong with it, Jay. Jay came down there with the squeegee and everything. He looked good. I said, nigga, my boy Jay, he looked good. I said, Jennifer Lewis ain't ready. Get a player. Try to send him upstairs. He said, I'm sick of this. This boy need to know the deacon be over here. When I'm taking the offering at the front of the church, he need to know why I'm smiling at you.
Yeah. Are they talking about?
Yeah, there's talk civil right now. I think like in two.
Really?
Talks right now.
Jay,
yeah.
They called you?
No, they're not talking to me. They're just in talk.
But you gave me, who else gonna be Jennifer Lewis' boyfriend? Come on now. Come on now. Y'all already got hotter than a mofo. It works out perfect, Jay. I said, that's my boy, Jay. I was so happy. I was in there like a proud little sister. I said, look at Jay coming down there with the swede. If he say something, hit him with it, Jay. Jay say, this medicine, I done took it a few hours ago. Now you jangling now. You need to come on now. I don't know what you think this is, but get up the stairs. The boy grown. He be all right.
Oscar worthy.
Oscar worthy.
The Secret Service investigation continues.
Oh,
and the Secret Service escort says that, yeah, she had access to all of the classified materials that the Secret Service agent had because he was in the room drunk and passed out.
Is this the one that couldn't get paid?
Yeah.
You couldn't get $40. You can't find no Secret Service. You couldn't even get $40. You had to blow up the whole spot over $45. You ain't know no secrets if you looked at him. He don't know no about no secrets. He wasn't no passed out. If he was passed out drunk, you should have took every dime he had and rolled out. And left him a note that said, next time you in Columbia, stay awake. Yeah, she can't find no secrets, Tom. She terrible.
Did you like the Keisha Cole reality show?
Because
Keisha Cole is coming back.
The original was Frankie.
No, it was okay. Too much.
She's got another one coming out.
Dysfunction.
Now.
But it's a different. Yeah, too much
too
dysfunction.
Much?
See, I mean, they ran her off her own show. That's how dysfunctional her family is. She told the producer, I can't even compete with Frankie and Neffy, so I'm going to fall back. man down. I'm going to fall back. But it's going to be different now. She got a husband. You know, when you got a husband, things change. Her husband going to say, you know what? You need to meet your mom at the diner. Because I'm trying to meditate. And Boo Boo Gibson say he need his foot to heal so he can be ready for next year.
Yeah, when you got a man named Booby Gibson.
Yeah, he not have. He going to tell you, better tell your mama go around back. When she come over, he go around back.
His name is what?
Booby.
Booby Gibson.
Daniel Booby Gibson.
What kind of name is that?
That's the man's nickname.
That's his nickname. They call him Booby. Daniel Booby Gibson. Yep. And you're going to see Frankie on there. She's going to be mad. When they show the camera, show her, she's going to be like, I'm going to just go ahead and whisper because when I'm over here, you know Booby, he be tripping. He always talking about we too loud, so I ain't trying to cause no friction. Frankie gonna be the first time you're gonna see the cat have Frankie's tongue. So I'm gonna see it might probably be pretty good this time, Tom.
It's prom time.
Uh-huh.
And there's a school in Michigan that has a lot of Muslims, and in the Muslim religion, women are not allowed to, you know, dance with men. So, since there's so many Muslims at this Michigan high school, they're going to have a prom just for girls only.
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to make that prom.
We call that a slumber party.
Yeah, that ain't no fun prom. You know what I'm
really?
Saying? Going with just girls. I would tell my mother, whatever you got to do, wrap me down. I'm going to the regular prom. I might be a little musty when I get back, but I'm going to the regular prom. I'm not about to sit in here with my head down with a bunch of women. Nope, I wait till I go to college next year, and I'm going to let my head down when I get to school. But other than that, y'all can wrap me to the full, wrap me top to bottom. I'm going to the regular prom. That ain't no fun.
That's
and then
a
they going to
party.
College. It's a slumber party, like Sam said. Then she going to college next year. And I have all my friends at college say, okay, y'all text me when my mother and father get on campus so I can go back to my dorm and wrap down real quick before they see me. Yeah, wrap down, feet to head, you know what I'm saying? And text you in class, your mother and father here. Okay, I'm headed to the dorm right now to wrap down. And after they leave, I'm going to get loose again and let my head down, baby.
Have a good Monday, Dominique. We'll
okay,
talk to you on
Wednesday. All right.